sighing down at the end of the road, where you can make friends without even trying, down at the end of the road, where the road ends and the journey begins, where the stars shine a little brighter, where the silver waters flow. There's a place I know down at the end of the road. Now as I draw nearer, it all seems a little clearer down at the end of the road. So I say a little prayer, 'cause soon I'll be there, there at the end of the road, where the road ends and the journey begins, where the stars shine a little brighter, where the silver waters flow. There's a place I know down at the end of the road, where the silver waters flow. There's a place I know down at the end.
And that was Pat and Donna Surface with End of the Road, and also a lot of other great musicians on that track as well. They're going to be playing a show this Saturday at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids at 7 o'clock, along with the local legendary bluegrass family, the LaPlants. And we have Donna on the line right now to talk about this show. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Donna.
Thank you so much for having me, Carrie. It's an honor.
So what did we tell us about what we just heard?
Well, that was a show, song written by Pat celebrating northern Minnesota, I guess specifically Ely. Pat and I live up in Ely, and I'm from New York City, so coming from a big city, Ely, Minnesota took some adjusting to, as you can imagine. I had my first unique experiences there, my first canoe ride, the first time I ever saw live loons, and my first set of long johns. All in the summer. So. Pat's song expresses how exceptional this part of the country is. The Minnesota nice attitude, the majestic scenery, and the feeling that you get being at the edge of the wilderness at the end of the road. It's from our new album, Hallelujah.
Okay. And we're going to be hearing more from that in the coming weeks as well, right?
Yes. And you heard the musicians that you heard on there, John Ely on steel guitar, Butch Schmidt on bass, Mary LaPlante on violin, and Marina White on harmonies. And this is the core group of musicians that we have recorded and performed with for years, Carrie, who will be with us on Saturday night at St. Andrews as well. We're so honored to work with them. Marina has been singing harmonies with Pat since 1987.
Wow.
Butch, her brother, is a phenomenal bass player. Of course, Mary, six-time Minnesota State fiddle champion. She's always a blessing. And John Ely has won 2 Grammys, nominated 5 times, and he's in the Steel Guitar Hall of Fame. It's a pretty cool band.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So the show is this Saturday, and it's going to be along with the LaPlantes. Can you tell us about the show?
Yes. Well, you know, when we first booked this show a year ago, it was called Remember When, featuring the songs of the 60s and 70s. It's now morphed into being more about faith, family, and friends, Carrie. We have kind of changed the focus, and Saturday night is really a tribute to the LaPlante family. As you mentioned, a very special family in Grand Rapids. You know, you might know Pat's story. He was orphaned at birth, and he was a foster child, and he was eventually adopted into that family. And I know that it shaped him into the man and the artist that he is today. I'll never forget, there's a great story. The first time he took me to meet his family, I was so blown away. Dozens of LaPlantes, all with LaPlante guitars and mandolins, and of course violins, serpentines throughout Pat's mom's basement, playing and singing. Yeah, oh, it was just an amazing thing.
I bet.
And Uncle Lloyd, who will be performing with us Saturday night, is now 89 years old, still building his celebrated instruments and playing. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, he was finally featured on the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
I know.
That's
so I call the plants bluegrass royalty.
Yes, they are.
And they will be inserting that vibrant genre of music, adding to the diversity of Saturday's show.
And I understand you were telling me that Jed LaPlante, which is Don and Mary's son, is out with a new album, and he'll be opening up the show as well?
Yes, we have Jed opening the show. We're dedicating our performance Saturday to Donnie LaPlante, who unfortunately can't be with us Saturday night for the first time since we've started doing these shows. So we're going to be streaming it live so that he can watch it from home. And Jed is opening the show with a beautiful song he wrote for his dad from his new album, I'll See You Again. And then following Jed, we've got Kim Harrington and Helen Miltich, and then the LaPlante family will follow that. And then after that, Pat and I, along with John Butch, Marina, and Mary, hopefully, depending on how Donnie's feeling, will perform our show featuring the hit songs from the 60s and 70s and songs from our new gospel album, Hallelujah.
And then at the end, it sounds like there's going to be a whole big get down.
You know, wherever we play, Carrie, there's never enough room on the stage for the jam. We invite all of the LaPlantes, and they all come up and play the last few songs with us, and it's an incredible experience. And, you know, I interpret some of the songs and performance artists. I'm a performance artist in sign language, and I'm also the MC for the show. So I kind of recall the events and pop culture that shaped that era of music, and I offer some backstories on the songs, so it's kind of a fun insight into how some of those songs came to be, and the show is really a fun show for the whole family.
It sounds like a great show that'll be going on this Saturday night at 7 o'clock at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church, and
yeah,
you were kind of mentioning to me earlier that for family reasons and for other things that have happened in your guys' life, you really like to play benefits and shows that sort of fundraisers and events. What about those shows do you appreciate or that captivates you?
Well, thank you so much for mentioning that, Carrie. I really appreciate it. Pat and I, my dad died of Alzheimer's disease. And Pat and I started a foundation called the Spiritwood Forget-Me-Not Foundation in Ely. And we raise money and then donate to efforts that help families with caregiver assistance. And we donate to veterans dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. And so those are the kinds of things that we do. And we do a lot of benefits for families that need help and for organizations, nonprofit organizations that need help with facilities that they're wanting to expand for residents and for things like that. So those are some of the things that we really love to do. And we also really love to honor our veterans. My dad was a World War II hero. We close every show that we do with a salute to our veterans and our military with a song, God Bless the USA. It's really pretty amazing. And we love performing at St. Andrews. You know, St. Andrews has been our venue in Grand Rapids for many years, and it's really home to us. The acoustics are great. It's so warm and, you know, friendly and wonderful. And we also are going to be performing at their Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. Following our Saturday night show. So, yeah, St. Andrews is a wonderful place. And Grand Rapids is really home. I mean, it's home to Pat, you know, being adopted into that family and where he grew up. And it always feels like coming home, Carrie.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Donna, and telling us more about the show on Saturday. I was able to find the Donnie's Project album that we got in, I think it was at the end of last year. And it's a tribute to Don LaPlante. And we're going to hear Mary's song on this album, Whistler's Waltz. And just thank you again so much. That is this Saturday at 7 o'clock at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody there. Thanks. Have a great rest of your day, Carrie.
Thanks, Donna.